Father, we just pray that as we look at your word today, that you will reveal something of yourself and of the Lord Jesus to us afresh and new, and something of the kingdom that we've never seen before. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke 19 and verse 1. And he, Jesus, entered and was passing through Jericho. Right? Jericho was a very rich city. Very fruitful, very prosperous. There was a lot of money around Jericho. It was a good place to live. It was a modern city in those days. And behold, verse 2, there was a man called Zacchaeus. And he was a chief tax gatherer and was rich. Now, we said last week that what he used to do was so much for the Romans and so much for me. Zacchaeus collected taxes on behalf of himself at times. And that's what made him rich. And of course, even today, nobody likes the tax man.
No.
Do they?
No.
We don't like the tax man. He takes money off us all the time. Every time we go to work, he decides he's going to take something off us. He always seems to keep changing the rules. Just as we think we've got it all sorted out, he changes the rules. Nothing's changed.
No. You know,
it was just the same with Zacchaeus. This man, he was a tax gatherer, as I said, and the reason he dared take money for himself was because there was always a Roman guard by him to look after him. Of course, the Romans thought he was taking taxes just for them. But Zacchaeus was lining his own pocket a bit.
Yeah.
He says he was rich. And of course, Jesus had come to town, it causes a stir. And people started to gather and started to follow Jesus and his disciples. Well, Zacchaeus was curious. He'd heard about this man Jesus. He'd heard about the miracles. He'd heard about the healings that he'd done. He'd heard that he was such a fantastic teacher and orator of the word. And so Zacchaeus decided, I'd like to see this man. I'm rich and I should be able to get an audience with him. Well, nobody liked Zacchaeus, as I've told you, because he's a tax man, and every time they saw him, you know, he was holding his hand out for their taxes, basically, and writing their name down. I said, right, you've paid your dues. Well, it says about Zacchaeus here, he was only short. He wasn't very tall. So can you imagine, there's a big crowd of people. And Cody's trying to see over the crowd. Because Cody at the moment is still growing, aren't you? So she's not... How tall are you?
She's tiny.
how tiny is tiny? Stand up a minute.
Okay.
Go on, stand up. Let's have a look. Let's see how tall you are. What do you reckon, Ray?
About 2 foot 6.
No.
About the same size as Zacchaeus.
About the same. So Zacchaeus was probably about the same size as Cody, we'll say, right? And Zacchaeus wanted to see who this Jesus was. So can you imagine? There's a group of men like Ray stood in front, and you're trying to see over the top. What chance have you got, eh? Not much, have you? Can you imagine Ken, me, Graham and Ray all stood, you know, and you're trying to... Hey, just can't get through, can you? It's like, will you get out of the way? And, of course, as you start trying to push through, Zacchaeus is trying to push through, people suddenly see who it is. Oh, you know. I've been waiting for this moment to get my own back on this tax collector. You know, he's robbing me as well as. Oh, go on, get him, you know. So Zacchaeus wasn't treated very well. Not that he deserved treating well by the sound of things. He says he was small in stature Well, verse 4 says in your Bible, it says, so Zacchaeus ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree. Thank you. So Zacchaeus ran up ahead and decided he's going to climb up onto a sycamore tree. For he's going to pass that way to see if he can see Jesus. Jordan, come round here a minute. So Zacchaeus runs ahead and then he climbs up in this sycamore tree. Now you can see above me, can't you?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty tall. So Zacchaeus had scrimmed up this tree and he's hiding in the branches. He thinks, nobody will see me up here. Because every time they saw him, get away, you know, and they pushed him and shoved him. And he thought, I'm in a safe place up here. Nobody can see me at all. I know they can see you, right, but you've got to imagine now, there's a load of trees around here, so you in this sycamore tree, and she's laid on this branch, or Zacchaeus is laid on this branch, and he's looking down and watching Jesus coming down the road. Can you see him yet? And all of a sudden, as Jesus is coming down the road, and people are crying out his name, Jesus, Hosanna! Glory to the King, and they're making lots of noises, and they're calling out for Jesus to touch them and to speak to them. And Jesus is busy with all these people, and suddenly Jesus stops. And he says, he looks up into that sycamore tree amongst all the leaves, and he says, Zacchaeus, come on down here. Because I'm coming to your house for tea. Well, Zacchaeus nearly fell out the tree. He thought, nobody can see me up here. He was absolutely dumbfounded. You can come down with that. Thank you for your help. Hiding in that tree. Sometimes we try and hide from God. We all get into our little sycamore trees. And we think, not see me up here. You know, I'll be all right. Nobody will see me up here. And we even think God won't see us up in that tree. But you know, the Bible tells us that he's, as you read in Revelation, that his eye runs to and fro throughout all the earth, seeing what's going on. And he knows everything that we're doing. He knows everything that we're planning. He knows everything that is going through our mind. He knows everything before it went through our mind. Wow. So God's always more than one step in front of you. Zacchaeus had run on ahead and thought, I'll get quite a distance in front of this Jesus and this big crowd. And then when I've climbed up that tree there, obviously it was a tree that he could get his little legs up and his little arms up, and up he was there, hiding in it, thinking, I've cracked it now. They'll not be able to stop me from seeing this Jesus as he goes by. You know, we need to be in the church a little bit like that. We need to be frantically saying, I need to get in the right sort of position. You know, you can swing it the other way now. I need to get myself in the right position where I can see Jesus. So often there can be so many distractions, leaves in the way, blocking the view, stopping us from actually seeing what God is doing, what God wants to do for you and you and me. See, God is interested in each and every one of us. And part of the reason of this story of Zacchaeus is Zacchaeus was, in the eyes of many people, although he had the title tax collector, in the eyes of the Jewish people, he was scum. He was a traitor.
He was.
Because he's collecting taxes
for the people that oppress us, for the enemy.
Yeah.
So he's a scumbag.
Yeah.
He's a cheat.
Yeah.
He's a thief. He's a robber. In fact, nobody wanted to speak to him and be bothered with him, yeah. generally speaking. It was his money that got him any friends.
Yeah.
And so, Zacchaeus, I guess, if people mentioned his name, after they'd mentioned his name, they'd probably spit on the floor.
Mm.
That's what they thought about Zacchaeus. That's not nice, is it? To be thought of like that, you know.
Mm.
Have no friends, really.
No.
But that's Zacchaeus' lifestyle was like that. And then suddenly Jesus is appearing in his city. He's walking down that road and Zacchaeus is hidden in that sycamore tree. And all of a sudden Jesus stops. Everybody wonders why he stopped. Jesus looks up. Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house for a meal. Come on down. I mean, that was such an honour to Zacchaeus. Nobody in Jericho really wanted anything to do with him. You know, if you started to get friendly with Zacchaeus, whoa, you're a scumbag as well, are you? You're one of his horrible friends. And so nobody wanted to have anything to do with him. And suddenly Jesus is coming through and says, I'm coming to your house for tea. I bet Zacchaeus just about fell out of the tree with shock. Because, you know, we've just said nobody wants anything to do with him. He stood in the crowd and everybody's pushing him away. Yeah, back you, you know, shoving him on the ground. He's only a little guy. And then suddenly Jesus says, it's your house today. I'm coming to visit. I'm coming for tea. I'm coming to spend some quality time with you. Because
yeah.
that's what he came to do. He said, I've come to spend some quality time with you. He says in verse 6, and he, Zacchaeus, hurried, came down and received him gladly.
Mm-hmm.
Zacchaeus must have thought, it's his birthdays, have all come at once. Somebody's actually coming to my house. Well, can you imagine the people around thinking, what? Does this man Jesus know who he's talking to? He was a sinner. They thought he was worse than a sinner, in fact. The lowest of the low, that's right. And yet Jesus came for the lowest of the low. No matter how low you and I sink, Jesus has come for us.
Amen.
And he's come to set us free from that which holds you and me in a bondage situation.
Yeah.
That that pulls us down. In verse 7 it says, and when they, the crowd, saw it, they all began to grumble. Grumble, grumble, grumble. Who fancy going to his house? He could have come to my house. I'd have put a better spread on than him. I mean, and fancy he's going to mix with that horrible man. Does he not know how much that man has stolen off our people and our nation for himself? Does he not know what he's like? Scheming and twisted little so-and-so that he is. Can you imagine? And they're going on about him like this. There's all this murmuring and muttering against him. And they say, Jesus has gone to be a guest of a man who is a sinner. In verse 7 it says, Jesus has gone to be a guest of a man who is a sinner. Well, guess what? If we never accepted Jesus, if we've never asked the Lord Jesus into our hearts and lives, then we're all sinners.
Yeah.
And we were sinners before we met Jesus. So it's like, who does this crowd think they are? They're all a little bit above themselves now, aren't they? Boasting that we're better than Zacchaeus. Uh-oh.
Be careful. I'm better than him. I'm better than her. No. We're all the same in the eyes of God. We're absolutely equal. We're equal sinners. But when we ask Jesus into our lives and make him our Lord and our Saviour, we're equal saints.
Amen.
See, there's not, you know, just simply that. And Zacchaeus, verse 8, stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." Wow!
Amen.
Suddenly, you know, coming out of that tree and meeting Jesus at that moment in time has had a massive impact upon his life. It's like suddenly the light came on and he saw how bad he really was. And suddenly salvation has come to the house of Zacchaeus. In verse 9, Jesus said to him, "Today," not tomorrow, "today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham."
Amen.
You know, these were the chosen people. Jesus came to the Jews at that time to give them that opportunity. And Zacchaeus responded to Jesus. And Zacchaeus realized that when he saw the Son of God, when he saw him who was sinless, when he saw him who'd never ever done anything wrong, when he saw Jesus who was so perfect and looked at himself, he realized he needed to change.
Yeah.
And every one of us, if we've never asked Jesus into our lives, we need to ask him into our lives.
Amen.
And when we do, a change will begin to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And immediately with Zacchaeus, he said, "Well, because of this happening, I am going to give half of my possessions to the poor.
Yeah.
And if I've stolen from anybody," and he knew he had, that's why he said it, "I'll give back four times as much." Being very gracious and very honourable. But that's what happens when Jesus comes into your life. You give more than you've taken.
Amen.
You think, well, surely one day you'll run out. You would, wouldn't you, Bill? You know, if we sat and used that equation today and say, right, I'm going to give four times as much as I've stolen, and I'm going to give already half of what I've got to the poor, think he's going to run out at some stage and become poor himself, don't you? Sounds a bit that way. But you know, when we give to God, spiritually, we give of our time,
yeah,
we give of our finance, we give of our life, we don't run out. We actually, in some miraculous way, increase.
Amen.
And Zacchaeus, I think, was beginning to understand this. I think he'd had a revelation. And verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man," Jesus, "has come to seek." He's come to look for you. Jesus is looking for you right now. If you don't know him, he's looking for you. "He's come to seek and to save that which was lost." Zacchaeus, as far as the people in Jericho were concerned, he's a lost case. He's a lost cause. They gave up on him a long time ago. The greedy, avaricious, grabbing, thieving, twisted, little. And the words could go on, I'm sure, that they would have had for him. But Jesus hadn't got a word like that for him.
No.
He said, "Come on. I want to come and talk to you spend some time with you, have a meal with you. And Zacchaeus responded immediately. What an amazing story. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And it says, and while they were listening to these things, he went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that the kingdom of God is going to appear immediately. We'll stay at that point. Zacchaeus, in his own eyes, he thought he was somebody. He was going to make himself into being somebody. He thought his riches and his wealth would cause him to gain acceptance.
Yeah.
Well, most of the time, your riches and your wealth just cause people to hang around you while they can get money out of you. And when you've run out of money, you run out of friends. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed when you've got a great big bag of sweets? How many friends you've got? Or if you've got some money to go to town and go to Tenpin Bowling or to the pictures, and are you taking me? They're your friends, aren't they? And then when the money runs out, the weight, they'll disappear and come back later when you've got some more money. But when you haven't got the money, not really bothered. They're going to the next one who's got the next bag of sweets, or the next bag of money, or the next free tickets to the cinema. It's true. That's what people are like. I wonder how much my mate Bill's got. Are you taking me out, Bill, tonight,
Many smile.
Many smile. Well, he must be. He might be taking me out then, you never know. Praise God. He's taking me out, he says. I'll be his friend then, eh? Yeah. That's not what it's about, you see. Friendship goes far, far deeper than money. Money will always run out. There's always a problem when money's around.
Yeah.
People get avaricious and greedy. Like Zacchaeus was. He was greedy. Wanted more. He was being paid to collect taxes. Weren't he? But at the same time, he's stealing. Four for the Romans, one for me. Four for the Romans, one for me. There he is, four for the Romans, one for me. Thank you very much. And he'd go home with his pockets bulging. Little Zacchaeus. And he'd go and count all his money. It'd be that little bit like that nursery rhyme. The king was in the counting house, counting all his money. Don't you remember them? Do you remember that one? Oh, it's only old ones that remember. They don't teach them to young ones anymore, do they? What's up, don't you remember? You were joking. Thank you, I'm glad somebody else. Obviously. Neglected childhood, obviously, you had. So. And he'd be busy, thinking, I've got all this wealth. You watch some of these films, Raiders of the Lost Ark, or all those type of films, and always at the end, somebody is turned by the gold and the money, and they get trapped inside and killed or something, don't they? Because the thing that held them back was all this gold that they were trying to take with them. I've got to take this with me. And they're told, leave it behind, leave it, But no, I'll be all right. We'll just get this out. And it traps them. Pockets are too heavy. What they're carrying's too heavy. But they see they're focusing on the wrong thing all the time. The love of money, the Word of God says, is the root of all evils. And Zacchaeus was falling headlong after it. Until one day Jesus came on the scene and caught him coming out of a sycamore tree on his way down and said, "I'm coming to your house for tea." Today, salvation has just knocked on your door.
Yes.
Salvation has come to visit.
Oh,
are you going to invite it in? And he invited Jesus into his house and into his life. He repented. He turned round from all the things that he'd ever done wrong. From all the stealing and from all the greed and the jealousy and the envy. And I guess you know Zacchaeus became a great man in that city.
Yeah.
Because God takes that which is debased, that which is horrible and awful and ugly and weak and corrupt, and he turns it around.
Yeah.
And makes it beautiful. Makes it pure.
Yes.
Makes it worthy. Makes it worthwhile.
Yeah.
That's what God does. And the story of Zacchaeus is the story of catching somebody. Well, he's ugly and debased, twisted and greedy and avaricious, to a person that suddenly, immediately, when he meets with the one true God, turns around and says, "I'm sorry. I need to change.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it right now." And he gave up everything for Jesus. So important that you and I realize that in this time when Zacchaeus, what Zacchaeus was doing was saying, "Lord Jesus,
yeah,
come into my heart. Come into my life." When he invited him into his home, when he said, "Come on then, let's go," you know, he was saying, "Come into my heart, come into my life." And as he came down with that in his heart and his mind, he changed immediately.
Yeah.
There was an immediate change in his attitude towards the people. I bet the people couldn't believe what they were seeing. Because most of them would probably only be able to remember Zacchaeus as that twisted, stealing little tax collector that I'd love to punch in the nose any time I got a chance. He probably went round all the time with a bodyguard in fear of his life. Because people didn't have a lot of money, and what bit they had, he stole it. Not a very nice man, was he, really? But when he met Jesus, things changed. It was like dark and light. And as soon as the light came on Zacchaeus, all the darkness that was in his life just disappeared. All of that darkness disappeared. And Zacchaeus saw how he should live. Because he'd seen Jesus, who is the Son of God, who came down to seek and to save that which was lost. Zacchaeus, if you had asked him, "Are you lost, Zacchaeus?" he'd have said, "No, I've got plenty of money, I've got a nice big house, I've got servants, I've got lots of food, I've got lots of clothes, I've got a nice carriage to ride in." But he was lost. He was lost. And when Jesus came along, he was found. And he gave everything up that he might follow Jesus. He saw that which is far better. You know, silver and gold and all these other things. It's always nice to have a nice car. But guess what? The rust, the breakdown, they always want some form of attention, don't they? But you can guarantee that they're going to wear out at some stage. Some sooner than others. And so often we get tied up with so many sparkly things. It's like going shopping, isn't it, for clothes?
They always wear out, don't they? Have you noticed that?
No.
They wear out.
No.
No matter how good they are, at some stage they'll wear out. And you've got to go and get some more.
No.
Haven't you?
No.
Just buy good stuff and you won't have to go as often, hopefully. Bill, I suffered this week.
Really?
Mm. I was taken to Meadow Hall.
Oh,
listen,
that.
hey, it gets worse. Than, just wait a minute before you give that to me. I was taken, listen, I was taken by two women to Meadow Hall. I mean, one's enough. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll lend you my two women. You can go with both of them, mate. And then I'll see what you've got to say when you come back. Oh, no, not three of them. I was exhausted when I got back. I'm suffering. My legs ached up to my knees and that. And I'm thinking, oh, God. What? No, you have to keep an eye on them.
Where you want it empty?
I didn't do so bad, Edwin. But I had to keep an eye on them all the time.
It's research.
Research.
Yeah.
I don't think it was quite research. I think it were, what's that word they use?
Retail therapy.
I think it was retail therapy that were going on Friday. So. I don't know a man that does like the place, Edwin, but anyway. Most of the women seem to love it. But you see, here we have Zacchaeus. He's got all this money. He's probably got the biggest wardrobe that any Jewish man's got. All full of little clothes. That's a good one, Ray. All full of little clothes because he was a little man. Probably had his own special tailor to make these little clothes for little Zacchaeus. But you know, when Jesus came in on the scene, he was no longer little Zacchaeus. He became a big man in the eyes of God.
He did.
Because he turned from his sinful ways.
Yeah.
And he grew in strength and in stature. Because of God's blessing that came upon his life. And every one of us will experience that when we ask the Lord Jesus into our lives and when we allow him to go with us day by day, we shall see God moving in our lives. And I can't recommend a better way.
Amen.
When you ask Jesus to come into your heart and life, because he's the Son of God. And the Bible says he came to take away the sins of the world. In other words, he came to take away my sins, your sins, Ray's sins, Joan's sins, Roy's sins, Cody's sins, Jordan's sins, Grace's sins. He came to take all our sins away. He came so that our eyes would not be focused on things around all the time, but would be focused on something that's going to last forever.
Amen.
And I guarantee if when Cody and Jordan go shopping, they'll buy some clothes. And in a few months' time, guess what? They won't fit. Will they? Why is that? Is that what it is? Must because clothes shrink. Is that what it is? Is that the reason? Huh? It's because you're growing, aren't you? Suddenly you're like, these trousers don't fit anymore. Mum, you must have put them in hot wash. I used to say to Grace, these trousers are a bit tight. Have you given them a hot wash or something? You know, too hot a wash and they've shrunk. No, it's you, you're expanding.
Eating too many cakes.
I've had my chips, that's it. No more cake, no more chips. But you see, Jesus comes along and he says, come on, I've got something much better for you. I've got eternal life, I've got eternal joy, I've got eternal treasures for you. And Jesus said, you know, I'm going to create a new place, a new place in heaven for you. I'm going to be a place where you can live that's far better than what you've got now. And Zacchaeus heard all this from Jesus. And Zacchaeus became one of the great followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus had taken the time to come into his life to stop. And Zacchaeus had received Jesus. And that's what we have to do. We have to receive Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart and change me. Yes. And then we have to respond to that change. We have to act with it. Yes. And as that process goes on, we see Jesus more and more. And Jesus has come to be your friend. My friend. Yeah. He's not somebody just in a far out place, but we talk to him every day. He says he's with us. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm always going to be with you. And so today, if you want something exciting to happen in your life, if you want something special for your life, then make sure you've asked Jesus in, and make sure the door is always open to the Lord Jesus, and always greet him every morning.
Amen.
Spend time with him every day. Amen. And as you do that, you'll see things change. Amen. You'll see circumstances changing, situations changing. You'll see the power of God moving through your life. Because it's all about a relationship. It's all about a friendship with Jesus. And it doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. When you ask Jesus into your life, he says, I'm here, and I'm here for you, and I'm here to look after you. So if you need Jesus in your life, before you leave this building today, come and talk to us. And we'll pray with you and encourage you to take Jesus and to have him as your friend and your Saviour. Because he wants better for you than what you've already got now. Like with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus thought he'd got everything. And he had. Financially, physically, he thought he'd got everything. But he hadn't got Jesus. He hadn't got the kingdom of God in his life. But as soon as Jesus said to him, I'm coming to your house, salvation has already come to this house, he changed. And he gave all those other things up and said, I'm going for this. And he became a real blessing. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I trust you've been encouraged and blessed.
Yes, thank you.
You know, if you see a sycamore tree, or you see a low tree, and lots of, well, you won't see lots of leaves at the moment, will you, in winter. But spring is on its way. Spring is on its way. And just remember, God sees everything.
He does.
He sees everything. He sees where you are. He sees where you're going tomorrow. Yep. He's already got it planned out for you. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you all.